We now turn to labor struggles on university campuses. Sabina Wildman, National Organizing Director of United Students Against Sweatshops, addressed issues of student workers' rights and concerns in times of COVID on The Socialist Program with Brian Becker. We'll now air a part of their conversation.
As the coronavirus continues its rapid spread, students and universities have been some of the hardest hit. University workers and student workers are bearing the brunt of the crisis, while universities are still making money off of students and off of workers. Describe for our listeners what student workers are going through and what kind of organizing they're doing to fight back.
Back in the spring when, you know, COVID hit and campuses were continuing to be open, some of them were closing down, was when we started to launch our campaign called Student Worker Wednesdays, where we raised awareness that students are workers too. And oftentimes when people think about campus workers, they aren't thinking about student workers. And so that was a big part of our Student Worker Wednesdays, as well as, you know, highlighting specific student workers at different universities who are either essential workers or who maybe, like, after the campus closed down, were not able to receive their paychecks. And what's oftentimes happens is a lot of these jobs get contracted out. And so the university will, like, remove responsibility or blame and be like, you know, like, that's not us, that's Chartwell's, that's Sodexo, that's Aramark. So that was something that for sure came up. And so I think, and that also goes to tell more about just like our overwhelmingly increased like privatization of universities. But anyways, back in the spring, we started with a campaign against University of Alabama, where we pressured the university to pay the student workers. That was in April. But then since then, we've just launched a good amount of student worker campaigns, honestly. So the University of Illinois at Chicago, we had two really important campaigns there with RAs. During the pandemic is just the unique position that RAs or resident assistants are in. They get paid, or their compensation is through room and board instead of like a paycheck, which means that they have more to lose from organizing because the fears are much higher, because they would literally get evicted the next day and lose their meal plan, which is typical, right, of like working class people in this country, that like if you don't have a job, you can't like pay your bills. They're already on the front lines, but then also just like what they have to lose is everything's very deeply tied to their ability to like survive. And so RAs are predominantly like working class students at the universities, and so they tend to need free housing to go to school. I was an RA. It's also a really difficult job doing room checks, like going into students' rooms, and sometimes they were not being given PPE. And then also just like not being told what's going on. That's just been a huge trend across all the universities, is where students, you know, don't know where the cases are, where the quarantine dorms are. You know, we even had to pressure universities to make public dashboards to share like what the number of COVID cases are. But anyways, at University of Illinois Chicago is where we actually had really big victories in the spring. The RAs were able to win full PPE kits with an N95 mask, gloves, hand sanitizer, tissue. They also, you know, got as much proper safety distancing protocol as possible, you know, little plexiglasses at the desks. And then they also got a huge, like, well, it was a big victory because typically hazard pay is a really big, you know, struggle that comes after winning PPE. And there's less precedent for that, but they won back pay through up until March 22nd with an additional $1 an hour of hazard pay. And then in the summer as well, some of the summer RAs weren't even receiving meal plans. So that was another big victory. At the University of Maryland, the RAs are having to deliver, you know, six students food in their dorms. And, you know, the six students, I mean, first of all, that's a frontline job that they were not initially asked to do. And so there's just been an increasing number of tasks that the student workers are being told to do. And there's just no opportunity to negotiate what those expectations are. You know, RAs, again, they're not unionized workers, very few. I think like one campus has unionized RAs. So a lot of our organizing has been just like urgent responding to these huge things that are really dangerous that they're being asked to do.
What you're describing is that the university setting is in fact a microcosm of our class society, and sort of the brutality and the polarization exists there as it exists everywhere. Can you just briefly describe what some of the ways that you've seen this play out?
So we've seen just across the board, service workers at universities getting massively laid off, as well as being, you know, some of the first workers being exposed to COVID. And so I would say, especially Black women workers, as we know, some of the majority of essential jobs are held by women workers, and workers who raise their voices up against these instances of racism, and they're the first ones to get laid off. And it's definitely not random, right? And so in general, we're seeing a lot of Black workers being laid off, and universities are claiming that there's a lack of funds. And that's just literally, that's wild, because the University of California, for this example, you know, they just hired a new president, Michael Drake, who used to be the president of Ohio State. And now he's getting paid $890,000. That's his base pay. So who knows? There's probably a little more. This was an increase of 56% from the last UC president's base salary, Napolitano. And so it just shows that if you're able to, and this was during the pandemic, he was hired and the chancellor's salary was increased. If during the pandemic, they're able to, you know, raise the chancellor's, the president's pay, while at the same time saying, you know, we have a lack of funds, we need to lay off these lowest paid workers, it's like, well, this doesn't add up. And on top of that, we've just seen that universities, you know, like the CSU, for example, which is a California State University, also doing massive layoffs. In a 2019 audit, they had over $1.5 billion made in profits. And those profits were directly made off of increased rising student tuition that leaves students totally crippled in student debt after graduating, as well as exploiting workers and just paying them literally scraps. And these campus workers cannot afford to make ends meet, to put food on the table, to pay rent.
We thank the Socialist Program with Brian Becker for sharing this interview with Sabina Wildman.